Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King. Join us as we discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Hosted by Michael King, a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and author of Contracting with the King. This hour is brought to you by HomeTalk.Expert. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need with HomeTalk.Expert. That's HomeTalk.Expert. We invite you to listen at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, HomeTalk.Expert proudly presents the number one home improvement radio program in the country with the man from the Bayou Land, your host, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Yahee! Welcome, America! That's right. This is episode 1068 and counting. For all of you that tuned in last week, I want to thank all of you. As you know, last week was our anniversary on this network, on the Genesis Communication Radio Network, GCNLive.com. And 20 years, episode 1067 was last week. So I want to thank all of you for the emails and all the cards and all the good stuff that was said about us. And over the years, we had so many good customers, and we had many good topics and manufacturers, distributors, inventors, all that information that we put out there. And if you want to access all our archives, it's very easy. We do keep them archived. Just go to HomeTalkUSA.com. So as we start episode number one, so let's just do a whole brand new count off. But again, thank you, all of you. But we got a great show. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, taking some calls, answering some emails. We're also going to be interviewing some of the top home improvement industry experts around the globe. This is a special hour. What we're doing is we're dedicating this hour to companies that provide little or no maintenance products. And one of the products that's really gaining market share in the United States is what I call composite decking, composite cladding. We're going to learn a little bit more about this type of material and talk about the features and benefits of these of this material. And I have a gentleman that's going to be at the International Building Show in about 3 weeks, where we're going to be doing our show there live. And from the International Building Show in Las Vegas, they're going to be exhibiting there. So I wanted to get them on and talk to them. Y'all remember Chris Gampelman with Universal Forest Products. They used to be our composite decking expert. And Chris moved on, and unfortunately, we were looking for somebody else to talk about composite cladding and decking, and we found someone. Martin Stevenson, he's director of marketing for Millboard, and you can check him out at millboard.com. He's on the line right now. Hey, Mr. Martin, how you doing, my buddy?
Michael, I'm very well, thank you. I'm delighted to be the first of your next 20 years.
Yeah, that's right. Episode number one, we're starting all over, you know. I remember a lot of the shows that started when we started are no longer broadcasting anymore, and I think about 3 months from now, we're going to become the longest-running independent home improvement show on the weekend. We got about another, 30 episodes left, but we're having fun. Martin, so great to finally get you guys. Now, y'all are going to be exhibiting at the International Penny Show later this month, right?
That's right. Yeah, we're turning up in some style. We've got a 40x40 booth, which got finished. Yeah, I've seen it. It's huge. It's being built, just finished on Friday. We're packing it up into the crate to go down to Las Vegas. Looking forward to meeting a lot of people down there.
Is this the first time y'all exhibiting there? Y'all been there before, right?
We've been there with our sister company, Outlive, who are a distributor. But Millboard is now showing up in some style here. And we're doing a number of shows around the place. We're going to JLC afterwards as well over in Providence, Rhode Island. So it's a good time to make a big splash in the American market.
Well, you're talking to the right to the choir here, my friend. But hey, now let's talk about Millboard, a little bit about your company, a little bit about your background. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, you heard what the show is about. We're going to be talking about composite decking, composite cladding, and we're going to explain what that is. And tell us a little bit about Millboard, the company itself.
Yeah, sure. It's an interesting company, actually. We've been making this product for about 15 years now in Europe and brought it over to the States 3 years ago, from which there's been some good interest. We've had some success. And the product is just a little bit different to a lot of other composites. Most composites out there are made of a plastic material, very often with some wood fiber embedded in them. Those products take a lot of energy to make. You have to heat the plastic, you have to melt it to be able to mold it and extrude it. Millboard is slightly different. It's what's called a resin mineral composite. And what we do is we take, it's actually a recycled product. It's left over from the food industry, strangely, which is limestone, powdered limestone. And we mix that with some resin and some fiberglass for strength, and then pour it into the mold where it cures. So it's a cold process. So it uses just a lot less energy than a lot of the other boards out there. But the mold, I was in the factory a couple of months ago watching, and it's fantastic. These molds are made from 100-year-old oak planks that were retrieved from, of all places, French railroad cars that were being scrapped.
Okay.
Yeah. So somebody had the good fortune to find these amazing old oak planks with a beautiful grain feature to them. And we've taken mold cast from these planks, and we're now using them to make this composite. So what you get is, on the surface of the board, there's an amazing richness of grain detail. And when you're over at IBS in 3 weeks' time, you'll see this, Michael. It's we've had people look at our board and just refuse to believe that they're not wood because they're so realistic. It's quite neat, yeah. And they have a hand-colored surface to them, which gives them a real depth of color as well. And there's a fair bit of natural variation between the boards, so they do look just really cool. But the board, having made and installed them, require just virtually no maintenance beyond that because they're made of something that doesn't need a whole lot of looking after. You don't have to sand them, you don't have to restain them. What you do is you wash them with some warm soapy water every 6 months or something just to keep them clean. And that's about it. So,
well, I'll tell you what, Mark. We're going to take a short break because there's the music. Don't go nowhere, Martin, but when we come back, I do want to talk about one of the misconceptions about composite material that I hear over the years is that it's just basically too hard to install, or it's not installer friendly. It's harder to install than, say, real wood, but we want to address that issue, and maybe we can kind of clear that misconception up. What do you think about that?
I'd love to talk about it.
Okay, great. We're talking to Martin Stevenson. He's director of marketing for Millboard. We're talking about composite material, composite decking, cladding, as we talk about basically products that provide little or no maintenance. And all right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, you're listening to Home Talk USA right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King. I'll be right back. Yay!
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting, all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family-made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need with HomeTalk.expert. That's HomeTalk.expert. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to the number one home improvement radio program in the country, with the man from the Bayou Land, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Welcome come back. That's right. If you want to catch our show each week, every week at 3 to 6 Central Time, every Saturday, just go to our website at hometalkusa.com. You can catch our online stream. We have our archives sitting there, all our past shows. We also welcome you to check out our television show, that's right, at hometalktv.com. We have 61 episodes online. You can watch our television part of our show, which is an extension of our radio program. But don't forget, you can visit our website. Basically, everything you need is sitting there. Upcoming guests, topics, Ask the Expert, our affiliate list, where we broadcast from. And if we're not in your area, hey, call your local radio station, find out why not. Because this show has a lot of longevity. But we're having a great time right now as you're just joining us. We're talking about little or no maintenance products. And one of the little or no maintenance products is composite material. And we're specifically talking about composite decking, cladding material. We're talking to Martin Stevenson, Director of Marketing of Millboard. But Martin, before the break, though, you was explaining a little bit about the material itself, a little bit about Millboard, but and then you got into how this material realistically, basically, looks like wood, regular natural wood. And I need to tell you, you're right. When I first started doing this show, I don't know, a long time ago, composite material, you could tell it was fake. You could tell it, you know, from a distance, it wasn't wood. But man, the technology that has happened over the years, that has been developed, you realistically, it really looks real, you know?
Yeah, it does. And when you come over to the stand at IBS, it's stand SU1036, if you want to be there, at IBS. We'll show you some of that. I think you'll be really really impressed when you see the next step of where this could go to, because it's kind of cool.
But I want to talk about, too, what we talked about before the break, though, one of the misconceptions. So basically, let's address it right now. Are your products more difficult to install than wood? Basically, what I'm saying is that the feeling about your type of material, it's just not installer friendly. And that's just not true.
Not at all, no. I've installed some of our product, and it's got this thing about it, which is really amazing, which is that the surface of the board has a little bit of flex to it. It's not rock hard. It's like a very hard, kind of almost like a rubbery material. And there's a thing that we do, which is to screw straight through the surface of the board. So a lot of composite boards, you have hidden clips and angled in diagonally and stuff like that to try and hide the screws. With Millboard, you just put the screws straight on the surface of the board and screw straight downwards. And as you drive the screw in, you drive the head of the screw about a quarter of an inch below the surface, and the surface of the board flexes, and it just closes up over the hole. And I heard somebody describe it the other day as the disappearing screw trick. And it really is. It's amazing. There's a video somewhere online where a guy holds up a plank, which is just a plank. It was just a board with a millboard. And then he turns it sideways, and you can see dozens and dozens of screws sticking out the back of it. And from the front, you just can't see them. They're completely hidden. So it's easier to install than a lot of composites. And it's similar to wood in that way, in that you can go straight through the surface. But in our case, you don't see these fasteners at the end. But there's another thing we can do with it, which is rather cool. And that is Millboard takes a very nice miter joint. So you actually cut the miter and then glue the joint with a bit of Gorilla glue on the middle of the board, and a bit of super glue along the edges. And it locks up really fast, and you get this amazing joint that looks just flawless. And I was listening to a podcast the other day where some guys were talking about the best time of day to do a miter joint because of how the wood moves. And I was thinking, well, it doesn't matter.
You're right.
It's just fine, It makes for a good join. So, it works very similarly to wood. and is maybe a little lighter to carry around. So there we go.
I got
that in our favor as well.
I was looking at your website of your mission statement, and you guys really believe at Millboard y'all dedication to sustainability. And that's which I think is the success, the reason for your success over the past 15 years. Wouldn't you agree?
I think it has been a huge part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
The factory where we make these is surrounded by just beautiful land within the grounds of the factory. They've created ponds and a bit of marshland and wetland. It's just a lovely place to be. It's actually quite surprising in a way.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we like to try and do that. Big deal to us.
Now, you say Millboard believes in living life outside. What do you mean by that?
Literally that. Live life outdoors. It's outside. I'll tell you a thing that happened to me last year, because it was such a cool moment. A couple of years ago, my wife and I put a screen porch on the back of our house, and I did all the finished carpentry on it, and in one corner, I built myself a little nook as an outdoor office. And in the summer, that's where I work. I do all my work outdoors, and I absolutely love it. And it's just, you're breathing nice fresh air, and it's great, and the sunshine's around the corner, and that's good. But I was talking with a colleague of mine on a video call, and she was telling me that all she could hear in the background of my office was birds singing.
Wow.
And, oh, yeah, exactly. That was my reaction, too. Oh, wow. What a lucky place for me to be able to work.
Yeah, you're right, man. You're making me jealous. I'm stuck here in the studio. So, man, I tell you. Hey, Mark, what a time, buddy. I'm so sorry. You know, time just flies by. But let's get a website. How can we learn more about Millboard?
Thank you, Michael. Yes, go to millboard.com and you can learn all about it.
Say it one more time.
Say again, sorry?
Yeah, say it one more time. Repeat.
Yeah, it is millboard.com. MILLBOARD.com.
And just spell it out. All right, my buddy, we got to run. We got to get to another guest, another topic. But, Martin, I'm definitely looking forward to coming by your booth at the International Building Show later this month in Las Vegas. We'll chat a little bit, and maybe I'll get some little film and look at that your composite material technology. All right, buddy?
Excellent. I really look forward to it. I'll see you there, Michael.
Cheers. All right, that was Martin Stevenson, Director of Marketing with Millboard. All right, we're going to take a short break right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Streaming live on the World Wide Web. I'm the Cajun Man. I'll be right back. Yay!
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. The upcoming crewed rocket launch from Florida Space Coast scheduled for next month, March 1st. NASA said three astronauts and a cosmonaut will embark on a Falcon 9 rocket from SpaceX to the International Space Station and spend 6 months conducting research. Former President Trump has been ordered to pay more than $350 million in his New York State civil fraud trial. He's also facing a 3-year ban on conducting business in New York State. A former FBI informant facing charges for allegedly lying about President Biden's involvement in his son Hunter's foreign business dealings. Egypt reportedly building a refugee camp near the Gaza border in anticipation of a potential conflict if Israel attacks the southern city of Rafah. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need with HomeTalk.expert. That's HomeTalk.expert. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com. One of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to the number one home improvement radio program in the country, with the man from the Bayou Land, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Yahee! Welcome back! We are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. Also, we invite you to check out our television show at HomeTalkTV.com. Don't forget, this is episode 1054. We got that big countdown we're doing because in about 3 months, Home Talk USA will become the longest running home improvement self-help show on the weekend in radio history. That's right. It's getting real close. A lot of your radio shows that started when we started a long time ago are not broadcasting anymore. So we still got a long way to go, but hey, we're counting every episode. And I want to talk to Jim. His name is Jim Kaslick. He is the inventor of Unwipe. And I want to talk to him about something that I found out about a nightmare that I want to talk about these flushable wipes opposed to, you know, how bad and the problem they can cause bathrooms, plumbing, septic tanks, I know you see, like, when something's labeled flushable, Jim's going to explain to us that it doesn't mean they're flushable. So he's welcome to the show right now. His name is Jim Kaslick. Hey, Mr. Jim, how you doing, my buddy?
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate the chance to talk about this.
Well, you know, I'm a licensed certified general contractor, and I tell you, a lot of times, I'm not a plumber, but I need to tell you, they always call a home improvement guy out there, and we come to find out that, especially after, say, when I just finished doing a plumbing system or for a house, you know, a remodeling job, and all of a sudden I go out there and I see these pipes all clogged up, and then I see all these supposedly flushable wipes causing all these problems. And I guess that's why your Unwipe actually was developed, right, Mr. Jim?
It is. Just because something can flush doesn't mean it should be flushed. Like, your kids can flush toys, right?
That's right.
You can flush Kleenex and paper towels, but you shouldn't flush them if you want healthy plumbing. Wipes are worse than that. Wipes should never be flushed because they don't fall apart like toilet paper does, and that's why they cause clogs.
Now, how big is this problem, though? I mean, obviously you develop a whole company around this, so it must be a big problem, right?
Well, it's shockingly big. In the United States alone, 100 billion flushable wipes are used every year. And that jumps to 250 billion when you add in baby wipes. That will fill the Superdome, which is a terrible visual, especially for a Saints fan, right? Yeah. And they cause more than $1 billion in damage every year to plumbing and sewers.
Wow.
Plus environmental damage from sewage overflow. Yeah. And that's not all, Michael. Wipes don't degrade like toilet paper does, right? We already said that. So they have to be physically dug out of sewers and treatment plants and hauled to landfills. So we're talking a superdome-sized landfill every year just full of nasty wipes. So, yeah, it's a big issue.
But, Jim, well, let me ask you this. Now, are clogs the only problem caused by flushed wipes, though? I mean, be honest with you. Now, what are the hidden dangers of using these wipes?
Well, there are layers to the damage that wipes cause, clogs just being the most obvious. For example, there's not a single office building or condo that wants wipes to be flushed there because of repeated and expensive clogs. Another layer is that wipes can contain plastic fibers, polyethylene and polypropylene. Most people don't realize how much plastic can be in them. The fibers in wipes are extra long, too, and that's part of the reason they don't fall apart as easily as toilet paper does. And the fibers can further be held together by plastic resin, or glue, if you will. So what happens to all the plastic when wipes are flushed or trashed? It becomes microplastic by the trillions, and that's a big problem for the planet. But wait, it gets worse, Michael. Almost every wipe shipped in plastic packaging and every wipe bag we've ever seen says, do not recycle on it.
Wow.
The shipping in unrecyclable plastic just adds to the problem. And then lastly, adding insult to injury, you have to keep buying them. So the cycle repeats endlessly. And that's
wow.
The cycle we're trying to break.
Well, Jim, I need to tell you, to be honest with you, when I found out you were going to be on the show, well, first of all, I want to put a big shout out to Jeremy at my local wastewater treatment plant. I actually gave Jeremy a call and went down and talked with him because I wanted to find out a little bit about my local wastewater treatment plant. And he was so nice to meet with me, and I need to tell you, I was shocked with some of the response that I had from him, and I know you've probably toured the wastewater plant yourself. I already know the response because I know what Jeremy told me, but what did they think about the flushable wipes? Because he wasn't too happy with the problems that they're facing down there with flush wipes.
Yeah, it's the biggest problem they have, and feel free to jump in with things Jeremy said, too. I toured a treatment plant in Pima County, Arizona, which is where Tucson is located. Right inside the door, they have an interactive tabletop display titled, Will It Flush? So they bring in engineering students from the University of Arizona and test whether it's safe to flush various items. So how do they run the test? They have a Lucite container full of water, and mounted in it is an impeller flocculator. Now, that sounds like something you can't sound radio, right? with your background, you'll understand it. Think of it as similar to a mortar mixing paddle. So the flocculator starts rotating, and the students drop in various items. Cutting to the chase, toilet paper falls hard into a mush within seconds, just like you want to happen.
Jim, hold on that thought right there, Jim. I've got to step away. There's some music. I've got to pay some bills. We're going to come back. I apologize to interrupt you, but, hey, we're going to have a lot of time. We're talking to Jim Castlick. He's the dentist of Unwipe. We're talking about the problems that flush wipes can cause your drainage, your pipes, your sewage, your local wastewater treatment plants. And that's what we're talking about, something that nobody's talking about. But we're going to address the issue. And so stay with us right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. We're streaming live on the World Wide Web on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. I'm the Cajun Man. I'll be back with Mr. Jim Castlick, inventor of Unwipe. Yay! Y'all come back now, yeah?
Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water soluble pouches. They kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need with HomeTalk.expert. That's HomeTalk.expert. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to the number one home improvement radio program in the country, with the man from the Bayou Land, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Yeah, welcome back! That's right. You want to check out this show, check out upcoming guests, go to our website at HomeTalkUSA.com. You can also check out our television show. It's sitting right there. This week's episode is online. And so check it out, HomeTalkUSA.com. All right, we're talking to Jim Kaslick. He's the inventor of Unwipe. We're talking about supposedly flushable wipes, the amount of problems and dangers and destruction that these flushable wipes can really cause your system, your plumbing system, and also your local wastewater treatment plants, I found out. But let me ask you this, though, Jim. Are wipes more of a problem for individual homeowners or communities?
It's fairly equal in that the clogs and damage can affect anyone downstream of a toilet. The financial impact is harder on a homeowner, though, because they carry all the burden, right? They don't have tax dollars to pay for when a problem's caused. So a homeowner may have to dig up floors, open walls, and replace pipes all the way to the street, all for the luxury of flushing lights. Now, the buildings with the biggest exposure who really hate the lights are the multi-story, multi-occupant buildings, because you have a lot of people flushing their lights down the same pipes. So think hospitals, apartments, condos, office buildings, schools. One clog can shut down a whole section of a building while they open the walls and replace the stack. And I have a great example of this. It happened in a college dorm we know of. One student, just one, flushed twice. The clog flooded all the floors below her, caused students to be relocated mid-semester, required opening walls and replacing the entire stack. And the student who flushed them got the entire bill for that.
Wow.
You don't think student loans cover that, right?
Wow.
Huh. Now, okay, now, I've listened to this show. I convinced my listeners not to flush those flushable wipes.
All right, we're making progress.
All right, we're making progress now. But what's the downside of getting rid of it or trashing them, though? I mean, we got to get rid of them, right? So what do you do?
Well, first, we don't have to use them. That's what our product's for. But to the extent people use them as they currently are, we do hear people tell us, just throw the used wipes in the trash. But that's pretty gross, right?
Yeah.
Visualize it.
Yeah.
Dirty, toxic wipes in the open trash can at home for your whole family and all your visitors. We have a friend who discovered by accident that her roommate did this, and it was kind of a traumatizing experience for her as she was digging through the trash for something she dropped. So now, other people put their dirty wipes in a plastic bag first and then throw that out. But we don't need more plastic, so we don't like that solution. And what do you do in a public restroom where the trash is separate from the stall? Do we really want people carrying used wipes out of the stall and putting them in their trash where you and I throw paper towels after washing our hands? So our attitude's like the slogan for Las Vegas. What happens in the toilet should stay in the toilet.
I totally 100% agree, man. The things we talk about here on Home Talk, I tell you, but it's a serious problem. And, okay, now let me ask you this now.
Talking about them is necessary to make
that's
progress.
Right. All right. Now, okay, I'm a contractor. I'm a developer. I'm a builder. That's what I do. Can I do something, say, in the design of the construction of a building that will make flush wipes less of a problem, though?
No. Sorry.
I'm out then. I give up.
I've designed houses and built houses as well. This is not a design or construction issue. It's a product problem. Whether the so-called flushable wipes or baby wipes should never, ever be flushed. Buildings aren't built for them, and the septic systems and sewer systems aren't built for them either.
Wow.
They are built for toilet paper, one of the three P's that your friend Jeremy probably talked about. And
wow,
that's why our solution for better personal hygiene focuses on enhancing toilet paper to clean better rather than on using synthetic wipes.
All right, I want to talk about that when we get back off a break. We got one little segment to do, and I really want to talk specific to unwipe and basically how does the unwipe solve the problem with wipes. And when we come back off a break, Jim, I want to find out how it works, okay?
Fantastic. Thank you.
All right, we'll take a short break right here. We're almost at the top of the hour. We got about 5 minutes left. But, hey, I think we can finish our conversation with Mr. Jim Kastlick. He's the inventor of Unwipe right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. Always support your local independent hallway stores and bargain centers. So let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun Man, alone with my guest, Mr. Jim Kastlick. I'll be right back. Yay!
Digital Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need with HomeTalk.expert. That's HomeTalk.expert. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com. One of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home. And there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to the number one home improvement radio program in the country with the man from the Bayou Land, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Yahee! Welcome back! Right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network. This is Home Talk USA, and I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King. We're talking to Jim Kaslick. He's the inventor of Unwipe. All right, let's talk about Unwipe, though. Now, how does the Unwipe solve the problem with wipes, though?
All right, we first assume that people of all ages want to have a perfectly clean backside anywhere they use a toilet, and they don't want to do any harm. Right now, people use wipes for this, even though they cause harm. So the Unwipe solves the problem by replacing these synthetic wipes with your own toilet paper. It's a great convenience. Toilet paper is already available everywhere in your home, out in public, and it's good at cleaning, but not perfect. The Unwipe makes it so much better, and it does this in three key ways. It makes your paper stronger, it makes it perfectly wet, and it puts big texture on it that no wipe or dry toilet paper has, and that cleans your skin better. So we solved the problem by making your own paper feel and clean like a super textured wipe, but without the problems of wipe.
Wow. What does it feel like, though?
You know how toilet paper feels right now. It's kind of flimsy and more scratchy the more you use it. The unwipe transforms it to feel like a really sturdy, thick wet wipe if that had big, pebbly texture. And because of the texture, it cleans all the nooks and crannies and even the hair down there better. And it does it without being abrasive like dry toilet paper is. So you feel the wetness and the texture, and then you just feel clean, which is all any of us want.
Well, my buddy, Jim, we're definitely going to have to get you back on in the near future because there's no possible way I can talk to you in the amount of time that's left. This is radio, but, hey, we got some good dialogue going, and we're definitely going to get you back in the near future because this is a problem, and we want to make everyone aware of the problem. But, Jim, how can we learn about your company and Unwipe? What is your web address?
The web address is theunwipe.com, and we're also on Amazon under that and on TikTok and, you know, Facebook and
all right,
under The Unwipe.
All right, say that website one more time.
Theunwipe.com.
Theunwipe.com. Great. All right, buddy, thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you, and Home Talk USA for having me.
You got it. All right, that about does it for another edition of Home Talk USA, another one in the can. This is the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, and you're listening to Home Talk USA right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. I'm the Cajun Man. Yay!
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.